Also sich nicht mache ich es geschlagen, wir haben Yehudim sich als Ehren darf Peches. Mishne said, v'chein shtei gzuz teroi zu v'chulu. Rav Huna name of Rav said, the lower balcony only prohibits the upper balcony if they're within four tefachim of each other. This follows Rav Shita that you can't prohibit an area if your use of that area is only used by ear, derech avir. Rav name of Rav Chia and Rav Yosef name of Rav Shaya said, there is theft of property on Shabbos. Yesh gezel b'Shabbos. Meaning if someone uses like a ruin next to his property and he doesn't own that ruin, on Shabbos it's considered his and not their true owners. So therefore, it can be said that he has stolen the ruin. But a ruin returns to its owner for Shabbos. The meaning, even if someone else uses the ruin all week, on Shabbos it's considered to belong back to the true owner and therefore he's the one who has to join the heir of the chatzar. In fact, this is contradictory, the two statements. Mark explains, when they said that there is theft of property, they meant that it's treated as theft, and therefore it must be returned to the rightful owner for Shabbos, considered to be his for air considerations. Rabbi asked, our mission says that the lower balcony prohibits the use of the upper balcony. Based on what we said above, since they're using it without consent, they should not be able to prohibit the upper balcony's use. Rav Sheshi said the mission is discussing whether the lower balcony contributed, was a partner into the building of the walls around the upper balcony in that area for the pail, and therefore they both have full rights to its use. If so, then why, when the lower balcony has its own walls, as the Mishnah seems to say, that they don't prohibit the upper balcony anymore. Where it says, when they build their own walls, it's as if they're saying, we no longer want to be partners with you in the upper balcony, the thing that we built. Zok the Mishnah, you can't dispose of water on Shabbos into a chatzar that's smaller than 4x4 amos, unless you make a cesspool in it that can hold 2 sa'a of water. The cesspool can be made within or out of the chatzar, but if it's made outside the chatzar, it must be covered so that it retains its status as a makom patur. Rav Lezmi Yaakov says, if someone has a gutter system that's covered for the first 4 amos that it enters the Rishus HaRabim, which is about the length of distance that the water of 2 sa'a would need to get absorbed into the ground, then one may spill water into it on Shabbos. Chacham say, even if the gutter system was 100 amos long in the Rishus HaYachav before it enters the Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to pour water directly into it. Rather, you pour water onto a roof, which will lead into the gutter, and then that's okay. A chatzar can combine with a roof structure that has no wall, and it's adjacent to that chatzar, to reach the 4 amos requirement. Zok the Mishnah, two upper stories are opposite each other and are over a chatzar that's less than 4 amos. If one of the upper stories made a cesspool and the other one did not, the one who made the cesspool may dispose of the water into the chatzar and the other one may not. In fact, why are you allowed to pour water into a chatzar 4x4 if there's no cesspool? Rabbi said, a person generally uses 2 sa of water every day. Our mission is discussing the summer months. In those months, a person wants to have that amount of water in that size chatzar, which is a useful size, to keep the dust from flying around. Therefore, any water that leaves the chatzar is done unintentionally. If the chatzar is less than 4x4, it's not useful, and therefore he intends to send the water out of the chatzar because he has no use for it in the chatzar. Rav Zeira says, in 16 square amas, 2 sa of water can be absorbed. Therefore, he didn't intend to pour it out into Rishus HaRabim. Anything less can't absorb that amount of water. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons? Mar says, if a chatzar is 16 square amas, but not a square. According to Rabbah, since the chatzar is not useful, you don't intend to keep the water in the chatzar. According to Rav Zeira, the air is big enough to absorb the water, and therefore would be allowed. In fact, our Mishnah says that a chatzar can combine with a roof structure that has no walls and it's adjacent to that chatzar to reach the 4 amos requirement. Presumably, this is not discussing a case where they combine to form a perfect square, and yet they combine to allow disposal of water. This is a proof to Rav Zeira. Tomorrow says the Mishnah is discussing where they combine to form a perfect square. In fact, the Gemara Brisa says if a chatzar is not 4x4 amos, one may not dispose of water into it. This Brisa is a proof to Rabbah. Rav Zeira will say the Brisa follows the Shita of the Rabbanim from our Mishnah, who say that one may not pour water into a gutter of any length. They clearly do not consider the rate of absorption as a significant reason to this area. Therefore, the Brisa, which doesn't seem to care about the rate of absorption, must be following the Rabbanim. Our Mishnah, however, which Rav Zeira says does focus on absorption, must follow Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. In fact, why do you feel the need to interpret our Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov rather than the Rabbanon? Rav said the Mishnah talks about a chatzar that's less than 4 square amas. If the Mishnah was following the Rabbanon, it should have said that a chatzar was less than 4x4. As I said, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Biv Hakamor. Our Mishnah doesn't follow Hananya, who says in a Brisa that one may not even pour water on Shabbos onto a roof that will flow into a gutter system because the roofs don't absorb anything. Mar says the Brisa says the only time a cesspool is required is during the summer months when one rather not have his chatzar soaked with water and rather that the water exit through his rabbim. However, in the winter months when one doesn't care if his chatzar is a little wet, a cesspool is not even needed. Have I asked, with regard to disposing in a gutter, you're always happy, you're always fine with the water being absorbed in the gutter, and yet the Mishnah says that the water may not be poured directly into it. Rav answered, with regard to a gutter, if we were to allow it, people who see the water flowing into the Rishus HaRabim may say that it's allowed to dispose of water in this manner. However, in the winter months, when one disposes the water into his chatzar, the chatzar is already not usable, and the water that's flowing into the shirabim from all the rainfall anyway, there was water flowing, and therefore we allow it. I'm not going to explain the brisa to mean that in the winter months, if one made a cesspool to hold 2 sa'a, he can dispose of 2 sa'a in the chatzar. If he made a cesspool of 1 sa'a, he can dispose of 1 sa'a in the chatzar. In the summer months, he can't dispose of anything unless he makes a cesspool of 2 sa'a, at which time then he's allowed to dispose of the full 2 sa'a. In fact, tomorrow, why couldn't he make a cesspool of 1 sa'a and dispose of that amount in the summer as well? Mara says we're concerned that he may dispose of 2 sa'a. of there. Why don't we have the concern in the winter months also? But I said there's nothing to be concerned with at that time because the chatzar is already ruined with water and already flowing into the shiram from all the rain. Therefore, it's allowed. Abaye said, therefore, even more than two saw may be poured into the chatzar during the winter time. Mishnah said, v'chein shtei du tois zu keneged zu. Rava said, even if an eruv was made between the two, only the party that made the cesspool may dispose of the water there. Abaye asked, why is that so? It can't be because we're afraid for disposal of water beyond capacity of the cesspool, because we have learned that you don't have to be concerned for that. But I said, it must be that Rava said that the Mishnah is only discussing where no eruv was made. But if an eruv was made, and a chanami, both parties would be allowed to dispose of water into that chatzar. Ravashi explains, if no eruv was made, we don't allow it because we're afraid that it may lead the party of the other chatzar to carry water to the cesspool to dispose of it there. Hadnalach perek ketzad mishtatfin.